This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program. Look at what time it is. It's 7 after the hour again. Another hour of conversation here. Wednesday, the 16th of March is upon us. Trending at DougStephan.com today. The stories that are held in by my friend Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden. Marco Rubio dropping out of the race. One of the trending stories here. This... I think we have to dig into this one a little bit more. You may or may not have heard the story. Oftentimes, I pride myself in us having things on our website and in conversation that, for the most part, these are not things that you will find elsewhere. Such is the story with the all-female crew of a jetliner. Royal Brunei Airlines announced the introduction of its first all-female flight crew, making it the latest in a string of airlines to mark that milestone. Two women in the cockpit and a crew of three in the plane. However, it wasn't just the pilot's sex that brought attention to where they were, what they were doing, but it was where they were flying to. There's a picture posted in the trending box at Good Day, DougStephan.com, of Captain Sharifa Zarina and her two female first officers flying from Brunei to Jeddah, which is the second largest city in Saudi Arabia. They flew the plane in, but they were not allowed to drive out of the airport because women are not allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
How do you like that? Sure. The image is just so stark.
You would think if you could fly a plane, that would give you automatic street cred, right?
Yeah, right. And this is not, this is a full-size airliner. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the cockpit of it. It looks like it could be a 787, in fact, or something that is big. And these women are all... they're all in their attire. They're all in burqas and stuff. That's the pilot attire for women. And look at the picture. This is a big airplane. And they're not... They fly the plane in and out, but they can't drive a car off of the airport. And this is the kind of stuff we keep talking about, Saudi Arabia and they're being our friends and stuff. Do you know what crack thinking that is? Just cracked. All right, also trending at DougStephan.com today, the story of the next Indiana Jones movie. What a great story that is for you to check up on. And today, by the way, is No Selfies Day. So what do you think about that, Jennifer? How does that impact
you? It's
going
to be tough, Dougie, because we're getting together today with Warren and with Roberta and
having lunch. Yeah.
I mean, that just screams for a selfie. I may have to break the rules.
You just take a picture of each other instead of a selfie.
Oh, is that what you do?
Sure.
Oh, it's so much more fun, though. Stretch out that arm.
Yeah. Every day, millions of you are taking these cheesy, blurry, self-aggrandizing portraits using the... As a matter of fact, somebody bought me a selfie stick to use when I'm out to... Yeah, you know, I don't think
that's
about taking pictures of myself very much. I don't do a good job promoting myself at all. So anyway, this guy, by the way, the fellow who invented the cell phone camera is Philippe Kahn, and today is his birthday. That's why it's No Selfies Day. How about that?
Huh? All right.
All right. Next, jailbirds in the news. A man who admitted to stealing hundreds of images of naked celebrities over the course of a couple of years pled guilty yesterday in court. Will serve just 18 months in prison. His name is Ryan Collins. He agreed to plead guilty to one count of gaining unauthorized access to a protected computer to get information, even though he did it hundreds of times. He only got, the deal was for him to admit to one and then go to jail. He would have faced 5 years in prison. Prosecutors say they'll go along with the 18-month recommendation. He took the images of celebrities whose names have not been revealed through last fall for a couple of years. He would send emails to the victims that appeared to be from Apple or Google asking for their username and password. And then he accessed at least 50 different iCloud accounts, 72 Gmail accounts, most of which belong to female celebrities. So this guy is cut out of the same cloth as that jerk who chased the ESPN reporter around. It's the same kind of thinking that goes on here. What makes people so perverted? Why is it that people get a kick out of doing stuff like this? Do you have no life, Mr. Collins? Apparently not. Why do we have this celebrity culture anyway? Why do we so value having our picture taken with a sports celebrity? When I was up in New Hampshire, I got a kick out of the people who were chasing Lester Holt around. Hey, Lester, how about a picture with you? Or how about with Chris Matthews? Hey, Chris, I want a picture with you.
Big stars.
Oh, so what? What's the big deal?
It makes you seem more important.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? People get angry at me when I go to these things, and I don't get any of these selfies at all. Why didn't you get those to post them on Facebook? Because I don't care.
Yeah, but you got to start thinking that way. It's a sign of the times, Dougie.
I see. Thank you, Jennifer. Oh, well, then we'll take some pictures today at lunch.
We will.
OJ has joked about the knife again. This is the second or third time he was talking to his best friend in prison, Jeffrey Felix. Prison guard said OJ has said, quote, if the knife is rusted, I can't be busted. Jeffrey Felix also said that Simpson is not concerned about the knife. Construction worker found this knife, what, was it last week or the week before?
A couple weeks ago.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure he's not concerned. He can't be charged again.
Right, exactly.
Double jeopardy. He doesn't care.
Right.
You can laugh about it all day long.
And if this guy's your best friend, why is he telling everybody?
Yeah, that's right.
I know. Give me a break.
Ding, 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 ding. Jeffrey Felix said Simpson had been joking about the weapon, and he seems not to be worried. Well, as Richie just said, why should he be worried about it?
You don't have to be.
Yep. All right, then there's the story of this young fellow from University of Virginia, undergraduate student named Otto Warmbier, Warmbier. That story is posted today at DougStephan.com. North Korea's highest court yesterday sentenced him to 15 years of hard labor in North Korea. Supposedly he's a spy charged with subversion under Article 60 of North Korea's Penal Criminal Code. The court said that he'd committed this crime, hostility toward the government. As a tourist, he's 21 years old, from Wyoming, Ohio. Said he had tried to. He's the one that was on TV a couple of weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And admitting to being a foreign spy or something. Why? It is legal to go to North Korea as a tourist, but why would you want to? Are you nuts?
I know.
Because you're stupid.
Crazy.
I don't get why people go to North Korea. I don't know why they go hiking in the mountains of Iran. What is your problem?
You go hiking on the border of Iran and Iraq. You get what you get, man.
Yeah.
You asked for it there.
Ah. That's Darwinism. I mean, you're going to get in trouble.
Pretty much, yeah. Go point
or explain that Darwinism. You want to explain the Darwin comment?
It's when nature whittles out the stupid people.
The Darwin Awards that you hear about every year. Yeah, it's just these people are out of their minds. Nuts, 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 nuts. Okay, let me, a quarter past the hour, talk a little bit about one of my favorite subjects, Super Beets. Super Beets.
Mine too.
Black cherry flavor. Jennifer takes them every day. Richie takes them every day. I take them every day. This is something approved by great doctors like Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Jack Stockwell's always talking about using supplements that come from nature, food-based supplements, and that's what Super Beets is. Yesterday, who did I hear from? Yesterday, somebody told me, and it was someone that was associated with the program, and now I'm trying to remember who it was. It may have been Warren, but I'm not sure. They just really reveling in the story and how true it is that Superbeats does what we say it's going to do. Duh. That's what we're supposed to do. Now, I know you think that a lot of advertising claims are just that, claims. In this circumstance, no.
That's no, the beauty of Superbeats. No. You know, you take your vitamin C every day. You take your vitamin D every day. You take your multivitamin every day. You're hoping it's doing something, but you don't really see proof of it.
No, but this you do. That's a great way.
You can see it and feel it immediately.
Yeah, you really can. So this is all about results. One of the hottest nutrition products for this year, Super Beats. Oh, I know. Russ Goble, who is our friend from Reno and Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that does our hats and shirts and jackets.
Right. He does. He's a great supporter of this program for years and years and years. Started listening to us on KPSI decades ago and then became a friend of the program. He's helped us a lot of different ways. He said he read an article in a magazine. He's going to send it to me. I haven't seen it yet. That talks about Superbeats and how great it is for athletes, especially. It was one of the health magazines.
Oh,
and it was
cool.
Just a story. It wasn't an ad. It was a story about Superbeats. So Russ said to me, I guess you're right. It really does work.
And you're like, it took an article to tell you that?
Well, you know, sometimes it is a little, some once in a while in advertising, I know you'll find this hard to believe, folks, there's a little exaggeration. No exaggeration here. This is all about eating clean.
This isn't like when you used to, you know, pitch the rectal jet. This is for real.
No, that actually worked too.
Although that rectal jet wasn't bad.
All right, so dietary nitrates that open up your veins and arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs. Your blood pressure comes down, and if it's normal, it stays normal. This is not processed. This is all natural, non-GMO beets that are cooked, dried, made into powder. You take a teaspoon of it into a glass, 4 ounce glass of water, drink it, and the pep that you get out of this, the peptide, it'll be a tide, all right, a tidal wave of energy. And it's all natural. It's really just great for you. Here you go. Let's see if we can get people on board here, Richie. 800-655-4183. Remember, you have to feel the results or they want to give you your money back. 800-655-4183. That's why I know that you'll use it and like it, because it will work. 800-655-4183. Super Beats is the name. The product is first rate. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com to order. DougLikesBeats.com or 800-655-4183.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Are
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Good morning, Doug Stephan. Good day.
I know that I can't take no more.
Oh, yeah.
No lie.
Now you're cheering me up.
I wanna see you. Baby, baby. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Top five songs from this week in 2000, starting with NSYNC and Bye, Bye, Bye. Sell, sell. Or no, it's not sell.
No, bye, bye, bye.
No, that means bye, bye to the wrong person in our lives. Bye, bye. All right, so that's number five this week. Here, 2000. If you want to crank it up, that is by Jennifer.
Let's crank it up.
Yeah, crank it up.
Here's
I don't want to be the loser. What's the lyric line here?
Get ready.
I don't want to be your fool in this game for two. So
that's number five from this week in 2000. NSYNC, bye bye bye.
You love it, don't you, Dougie?
Bye bye bye.
You love this song.
I love this song. Doug up on stage singing NSYNC songs, dressed just like the rest of the guys, doing the moves.
Yeah, that'd be,
I like it.
You would be great.
There was a very famous dance to this song in the video, and they do it on stage. And the other weekend, I was at my friend's house, and of course, my friends are all starting to have babies now, and the kids were getting bored. So my friend's husband took the kids into the back room and taught them the Bye 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 dance, and they performed it for us.
Number four.
Big song from Faith Hill. Gets played a lot on the AC stations. Breathe. This is a country song, too, I think. Isn't it? Kind of a
country song? It's a country song that crossed over.
Breathe. Crank it up. Breathe.
I can feel you breathe.
But Meredith has told me that once over the last 4 or 5 days. Told me 100 times because I've been in the States and just sit down when the kids give me the belly the other day. And then Megan found when they're cleaning out the closet, I keep all of my supplements and old drugs and stuff go back years and years. It was a Valium thing. I don't even remember what I got it for, but they gave it to me, and it kind of did a comment right down. Take breathing, though. on better.
I think Meredith's version of this to do this is I can hear you snore.
All right, let's move to number three this week in 2000.
Oh, another good one.
Santana. Featuring the product G&B with Maria Maria.
Oh, this wasn't Rob Thomas. Who was this?
This is called the product G&B.
I don't remember this.
No idea.
You remember?
Hold on.
Pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I do remember his collaboration with several people who brought him back into the focus.
Yeah, this
music
is one of those. It was a modern, it was like a big hit. Yeah, the product G&B.
Yeah, who are they?
Whoever that is. But they worked with Santana on this. It was part of his duet album.
Gloria and Bill, I think that's who it was.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
huge hit, though.
Yeah, good. Number, well, let's see, we're at two here. Lone Star.
I don't know how you do what you
another
do.
Great pop song.
Country.
Yep.
Cross the river,
it just keeps getting better. I want to spend the rest of my life.
Spend the rest of my life.
With you by my side.
With you by my side.
Forever and
forever
ever.
And ever. Okay. So we've gone through from number five, NSYNC. Faith Hill was four, Santana three, Lone Star two. Here's number one, This Week in 2000 by Destiny's Child. Move it, Jennifer.
I'm doing it.
Move, girl. Yep.
Say my name.
And they are the top five songs This Week in 2000 here on Good Day.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep, options, loan availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV. So you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you, my friends. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friends Jennifer Horn, Fritz McFadden, Tara Schillen. And let's cover the trending stories and various sites that we peruse, 14 or 15 different places that I go every day to nose around to see what's going on. Jen, what do you have trending?
Well, I'm watching Facebook right now, Dougie, and there are a lot of stories. The first one will make you laugh a little bit. Starbucks is the top trending story on Facebook right now. The company has debuted a limited edition cherry blossom frappuccino in honor of cherry blossom season.
That's right.
Right under cherry that primary day.
Cherry blossom's out now in Washington, Richard.
They are. Yeah, they're going to be this weekend.
Very nice.
It's a limited edition one. When the cherry blossoms go, so does this drink, apparently. It's based with their strawberries and cream. A drink that they already have. Primary days also trending. Hillary Clinton sweeps the Democratic contest. Donald Trump takes 3, possibly 4 states. Missouri will be decided today. Loblaws is trending. That's the supermarket chain. They reversed a decision saying it will keep selling French's ketchup, which is big breaking news. Isn't it funny how the food news seems to trend?
What is this? What's
up with the Supreme
Court? Well, we'll go into that. The Supreme Court is in the focus. Also, Barack Obama is expected to announce a justice nomination to later today in the Rose Garden at the White House. North Korea also trending for sentencing that American student to 15 years of hard labor. Kellogg in the news for apologizing after a video appears to show a man urinating on their products in its facility.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, Alton Brown trending. He's created a new breakfast burger with Umami Burger to benefit Make-A-Wish Foundation. Marco Rubio trending because he is out of the presidential race. And Floyd Mayweather Jr. finally trending on Facebook right now. He appears in photos with a rumored 19-year-old girlfriend.
Dun, dun, dun. Now, you know what I think of, Marco or Mario Rubio?
Marco.
And the trending, which is the way you just put it, what popped into my head was a toilet and the way the water goes down the drain, either Carter... clockwise, depending on which hemisphere you're in.
Right.
Clockwise, or that's all I could think about. You said that. I don't know why that popped into my mind, but it did. All right, Richie, what's trending with some of the things you're looking
at? You want
at?
To know about the ketchup story for, before we go to Twitter?
Ketchup thing, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
because
go ahead.
I just had to, do a little research into that. So apparently there's something going on about French's ketchup. Now, French's is the mustard company, I think.
Yeah.
They made
Heinz
ketchup.
Is the ketchup company, and French is the mustard company.
They made this ketchup with tomatoes grown in Leamington, Ontario.
Yeah.
And it's I don't understand what the big problem is. I guess have you figured this out, Rich? It seems that they would there's something about
tomatoes,
growing tomatoes in
GMO
Ontario
tomatoes?
That's a problem.
It looks like the Canadian thing because 740 jobs were lost in the USA.
Because they moved to the
country.
Going to Canada. Right. Canadian and this ketchup, farmers. I guess, is gaining ground on Heinz, which is an American product. So.
Well, Heinz has been bought out by Kraft, who's been bought out by Nestle, and who knows who owns them anymore. And that's one of the problems, and that's what's coming out about the food, this whole business of the Dark Act, which is another food story, the biggest food story of the day, perhaps. The Deny American the Right to Know Act, which is called the Dark Act, hitting the Senate floor for a vote today. There are a lot of people from groups like Organic Voices Action Fund, which was formed to educate people about the benefits of organic food, advocating for mandatory GMO labeling, that sort of thing. And they're all over this, as are a lot of other people. Rich, I think you have a quick cut from Senator Pat Roberts there of Kansas, who is another one of the... When you hear his voice, you think of...
Patrick Leahy, you mean.
Old, no, well, Leahy's one, but if you go further on down, I think she separated it out.
Okay.
Leahy, I don't want to listen to, not because I'm concerned about what he's saying. I always want to hear everybody's point of view. But his voice sounds worse than mine did earlier. A lot of politicians that have been out on the stump this week. Leahy's working hard it's interesting. There's a side story. Leahy is very close to both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was the other senator from Vermont. Leahy is having a hard time trying to straddle that line. Well, who am I going to support? But he's been very visible on a lot of issues, and this is one of them. Now, he's been, the state of Vermont and Maine, Connecticut, and other states have passed or are close to passing an act which will require food makers to tell you what it is that's in the package or what's in the food. Hello, duh, what a concept. Campbell's Soup has already started doing it. Voluntarily, they just said, okay, we're going to put on the label that some of the ingredients...
Because people want it, so no matter what the politicians do, the consumer will create a demand.
But here's how bad these politics... This is why people want the change. Rich, you find Roberts' voice?
Yeah, right.
Senator Roberts, who chairs the agriculture division there, and he sits on the forestry committee, says that the committee heard from government officials in the biotech food industry in the past, and that they're convinced that it's safe. I mean, listen to what he said.
It was clear that our regulatory system ensures biotechnology crops are among the most tested in the history of agriculture. Thus, it is clear that what we're facing today is not a safety or health issue. It is a market issue.
Don't you think that guy sounds like... That's enough, Richie. Listen to that guy's voice. And I'm not an ageist, certainly... people could say there are a lot of people on the radio who are younger than I am. Yep, I think I have young ideas for the most part, as long as I can understand them. But the fact that he said in there, GMO foods have been the most tested. The reason they're the most tested is because there is the most amount of concern for them. And he's the one who has led the Senate. Look at how much money he's being paid in his, and I say being paid because that's really what it is. The campaign finance funds for him, Cargill, oodles of money, ADM, oodles of money, Monsanto, Dow, you name it, DuPont, oodles of money to this guy. What do you think he's going to recommend? So This is the last, well, if you want to contact your senator again today, the vote will be on the floor. I think this thing is going to be modified, if you'll pardon the pun, but I also think there may be a chance there's a vote or two in question as to how this goes. But now the Senate, these people are beginning to get the drift. They see what's happening with Trump, and they know this is the kind of stuff that drives people crazy, and that's why people who support Trump, even though they might not in another world, because this stuff is getting jammed down our throats literally all the time, that's why Trump is doing as well as he is, and Bernie Sanders as well. So anyway, I'm sure there'll be more to talk about with regard to that tomorrow. All right, let's see. What else have we got for food news? Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, carrying a story from today's show about a Big Mac, a new Big Mac that was tested by putting it into molten copper. Can you believe?
What?
Delicious.
This is the latest revelation, Richie. And it comes from this fast food may not be so good for you. A viral video of a Big Mac shrugging off a 1900 degree onslaught of copper. Look at the story. Look at the hamburger. The video begins with a YouTuber in a protective gear fetching the boiling copper. Then he takes the liquid and pours it over a Big Mac. The piece of bread takes the molten copper hit like a champ, shows only a trace of black marks, and then the video gets really interesting. With nothing in the way, this YouTuber pours the liquid on the burger itself. The burger doesn't disintegrate, it doesn't implode. Instead, it looks like a little bit more well done than usual. 1900 degrees of copper being poured on it. And then the items in the sandwich are left to burn, with the pickle lasting the longest. Check out the video. Is that what you're playing now? The audio of the video?
Yeah, it just bounces off of the burger.
Yeah.
Like water on a waxed car.
Really is gross. It just is so gross.
It doesn't even cook it more.
it
is amazing. You know, like when you just wax your car and you pour a little water and it beads up and rolls right off?
That's what it looks like.
That's exactly what happens.
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing? Huh? Isn't that amazing?
But it's only $2, guys.
Yeah. All the pickles, all the lettuce.
Wow.
Special orders don't upset us. All right. Jennifer and I are going to talk in a moment about a new study focused on who's drinking all that wine. Up next, 43 past the hour here on Good Day. Hiccup.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra, peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Control, do you like mortgages? Negative. Over. Do you like rockets? Affirmative. Over. Do you like rocket mortgages? I'm listening. Over. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org. Number 33.
All right, here we are, 46 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer, did you know that millennials drink nearly half of all the wine sold in this country?
I knew I didn't like those people.
44%
They're drinking my wine.
44% of all wine in the U.S. last year was consumed by millennials. That is, people who are under the age of 30. New wine research done in the Wine Spectator magazine. You must see that.
I do.
The report found that millennials, defined as the 79 million Americans who are under the age of 30, drank 159 million cases of wine. That's 2 cases per person per year.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of wine.
That is.
Because you figure that's not the only thing they're drinking.
No. Researchers looking at all ages of high-frequency drinkers. Those who drink several times per week found millennials made up 30% of those frequent imbibers. Baby boomers made up 38% of regular drinkers. Gen Xers made up 20%. High-frequency millennials drank 3 glasses of wine per sitting. Among those frequent drinkers under 30, two-thirds were women. Wow. That's pretty interesting. Don't you think? You're surprised to hear that?
Yeah, it is pretty surprising.
I didn't seem that surprised.
You know, when I was 22, 23, I mean, we were drinking horrible, cheap, nasty things like Rickles Farm and Carling Black
Thunderbird.
Label.
No, that's good.
Yeah. But now you can get really decent wine for under $10 or $20
a
bottle.
Yeah, you can. Big bottles of it, too. All right, the news from Uber today. In the food department, they are officially launching a new app today in 5 cities called Uber Eats. Here in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Houston, Chicago, and Toronto. And then next week, they're opening this up in Seattle, New York, Washington, Richie, Atlanta, Austin, Dallas, Melbourne, and in Paris, Melbourne, Australia, Paris, France. Uber testing a standalone food delivery app. They started last week in Toronto. So last week they tested it. This week they're opening it up in 5 cities. And next week they'll expand to another 7 or 8 cities, delivering food from restaurants. And this is something that was started sort of by a creative Uber driver who just added, I don't know how they do this software, but somehow or other he created a way to use his app so if people wanted food, they could use Uber the same way, and now it's really gone bananas. Now, this is their first standalone app outside of the core product of calling for a car to bring you home. So it's just lunch and dinner for now. Comes from the menu of hundreds of local restaurants. They want to do local food from local restaurants. That seems pretty smart to me. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that?
It's the trend now, too, to do,
is it?
I mean, that, well, farm-to-table stuff is
good. Yeah,
so to bring that element into it, I think, is pretty smart.
I'm curious to see what happens. You got to focus on your brand.
What do you think? I mean, they're broadening out too much?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, but yeah, once you start getting distracted like that, I'm curious to see if it works for him or not.
Yesterday, stock on Chipotle went down like a rock. They told investors they could lose $1 a share in the first quarter, which would be over at the end of March, because of the food safety outbreaks. They're going to slip into the red, it would seem. And I don't know why. In a way, I don't think that's fair. They've had a few problems, perhaps, but not.
You know what? Like, when you serve non-science created food, natural food, you're going to get this every now and then.
Yep. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I want to be something that I'm not. I didn't like being someone else.
Love it.
At the same time, I'm very glad I was, because I found out something that I never knew.
Not me.
You might as well like yourself.
Ugh.
Just think about all the time you're going to have to spend with you.
Magic has me in its spell.
There we go.
That old black magic that you weave so well.
Hey, did you hear that, folks? A regular George Bernard Shaw. Good boy. And he did it all by himself. You did it all by yourself and nobody helped you. That's terrific. And with your very own big mouth. Now, if you don't want this cocktail shaker to become a part of your gums, mix the drink, shut your mouth, and pay attention. Is that clear?
Buddy Love.
So, who is the equivalent today? That's Jerry Lewis from The Nutty Professor. He's singing the track song, That Old Black Magic, his version of it, his cover of it, from the movie.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, it's Jim Carrey was, absolutely.
You think that he's the equivalent of Jerry Lewis?
Was,
yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know whether there's anybody picking the baton up after Jim Carrey. Chuck?
No, I don't think so. Not that style. Not that style.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on Good Day. Interesting information, the apology that came out after Chris Rock joking that about Asians and stuff, the Academy apologizing yesterday, saying it was tasteless and offensive. The skits were not good. They were apologizing basically for any aspect of the Oscar telecast that was offensive. 25 Academy members of Asian descent sent a letter objecting to the jokes mocking Asians from the sketch during the Oscars, where three Asian accountants came on stage for a joke. Ang Lee was one of the 25. You know what? Everybody, damn it, everybody's offended by something.
Yeah,
I know.
Get a life, would you please, you people? All right, Rich, you got the theme from Indiana Jones. This is a big news today.
Yeah, I can go find
this. This is the story that I think most people, except for Chuck, whose first comment when we put him on before we went on the air was, are we going to go see Indiana Jones in the nursing home?
Come on, Chucker.
Come on, Chucker. Get with the program, will you, please? Here is a reporter from Reuters.
He's walking up a staircase.
Yeah. Yeah, Disney reaching a deal with Spielberg and Harrison Ford for the fifth Indiana Jones movie.
On Sunday, Donald Trump tweeted a photo showing a baseball presumably signed by
probably
Rose.
Isn't the right cut, Rich, I would say.
It probably isn't.
Why don't we do 245?
Yeah, here you go.
There we go.
He may be 73, but that's not stopping Harrison Ford grabbing his whip and feather again for a fifth installment of the Indiana Jones franchise. The as-yet-untitled new film will be set 11 years after Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. But the Walt Disney Company, which made the announcement, didn't make it clear if his now wife, Marion, played by Karen Allen, and their son, Mark, played by Shia LaBeouf, would be returning. However, Steven Spielberg, who has directed all the films since the relic-chasing adventurer first appeared in the 1981 film Raiders of the Lost Ark, will be returning with Ford for the ride. The announcement was received with mixed reviews on Twitter, with many creating jokes about what the title of the new film could be. But whatever the title does turn out to be, the film is set for release in 2019.
Okay. Now, let's get to some of the tweets from our folks.
I got a feeling Shia LaBeouf didn't get a phone call.
Nah, he's not going to.
He's kind of too weird.
He's Karen Allen. All right, listen to these, Chucker. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter and Good Day. Allen writes, Indiana Jones and the Escape from Shady Pines Retirement Home. These are suggested names for the next movie. Andy writes, Indiana Jones and the Sudden Urge to Pee. Sam writes, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost, where they put it in the theater somewhere. And Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
you know what's interesting?
Excuse me.
As Han Solo, he's perfect.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a different character, and it just, I don't know. I didn't
Chuck,
like
here's
it.
What it's all about.
I'm not a fan of the last one.
Disney owns the franchise now. There's no way they're going to let it die.
No.
They need to hand the baton off to somebody. Shia LaBeouf was a disaster. Right. Now they're going to try it again.
Andrea writes, Indiana Jones and the Titanium Hip. Jennifer writes, Indiana Jones and the Last Pair of
Depends. And
the Last Pair of Depends.
Well, now you're piling on, Doug.
Indiana Jones and the Search for Bladder Control.
I just want to say on the air, I think the interesting part of this story, Spielberg's going to direct, but George Lucas, the original co-founder of the franchise who produced and also worked on screenplays, has no involvement whatsoever, just like the last Star Wars film, which really tells you that Disney believes that George Lucas was a complete fluke with the original Star Wars film, and that they don't think he has creative talent, because that's sort
George
of a slap.
His wife was the real power behind.
Well, he had a lot of creative, very talented people working with the original Star Wars. I mean, I'm not. Who am I to say George Lucas doesn't have a lot of talent? But Disney obviously believes so.
59 passed on Good Day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.